Good morning, church. Well, it's always nice to come to church when the sun is out, the temperature is right, and it's just a beautiful day. Is it not? It is that today. So we have another song list that God has picked out here this morning. And again, it is tailored for each and every one of you. So let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, our prayer every single week is just this simple. Father, we want to come to you in spirit and in truth. We want to worship you. We want to lift you up. But Father, if there be anything that is inhibiting us from keeping us from coming to you in exactly the way that you want us to, which is in spirit and in truth, Father, release that. Help us to put that behind us today and just be able to come to you in that perfect way. And Father, we know that when we line up with the Word of God, that you can move unrestricted through us. And so, Father, we just thank you now for just an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 51. I now confess.
are sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Amen.
A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A heart that hides your word so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and reign. A heart that needs compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A pure heart, that's what I long for. Follows hard after thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A heart that hides your word so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and reign. A heart that needs compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne.
Indeed, a pure heart.
Among the nations, for thy steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth.
Amen.
You will find that in Psalm 57. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people, everywhere we go. For your steadfast love is great. How great? Great to the heavens, and it just keeps going. It never ends. And your faithfulness. He is faithful. His love is faithful to us. And that is what we're doing this morning, exalting him.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught
Hallelujah.
how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises as your people declare your mighty works. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father of mercy, be exalted. May Jesus' name be lifted up. The sacrifice of love has won my pardon, and the resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore.
Let's just lift our hands to heaven and love.
to heaven and praise the Lord.
This is how we've been coming here this morning, just as we are, just as we are.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou didst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and my soul of one dark one, to thee whose blood can cleanse his spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, my deeds and fears within. Just as I am, poor wretched blind, sight riches, healing of the mind, may all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, I promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
And that is how God takes us, just as we are. He welcomes us, pardons us, cleanses us. And it's not enough to know that He's cleansed us. He relieves us of our sin. We can know. It's not just this physical weight, some spiritual. Just you be able to say, it's off me. And I've come to God just as I am, and He has taken me.
Lord, You said in Your word, if You love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is the one that loveth me. And he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself upon him. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, that we love You, Lord. We love You, and we appreciate You. And we know we are blessed people, Lord. We are blessed people, and it is because of You, Lord. Because of Your sacrifice on the cross, it is because of You. And we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Praise Your holy name. And today, O Lord, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give You because we love You. We want to give You because Your word says so. If You love me, keep my commandments. And Lord, we want to do what's pleasing in Thy sight. We want to do, Lord, according to Thy will. And we bless You, we thank You, Heavenly Father. Out of what You have given us, we want today to give to the work of the Lord. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So every person has the purpose in the heart, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you always, that you may have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that you stand good in your promises. And we want to sow today bountifully. Bountifully, not sparingly. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us today. Thank you for the word that you're going to bring to us. And we pray, Father, for the anointing upon the pastor as he will deliver the word to us. We pray for the anointing. We pray for freedom to preach. And we pray that the work will come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Amen. God is so good. He's so good to us. We pray that you anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. That your name also be glorified with the testimonies. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way. Have it your way, we pray. Also, you told us in the Word, now is the time, and now is high time to awake out of thy sleep. For thy salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, or chambering of wantonness, or envy or strife. But let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and let us make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us every day cast off the works of darkness. Let us not have part of it. And let us put on the armor of light. And we want to thank you and praise you for your word, O Lord, which is a lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to take a couple testimonies this morning. Okay, I've got one here all the way in the back. I mean the way back. Okay, Joe, come on up.
Good morning. Where to start? Since I've come to this church, I've started realizing just how blessed we are to have such an encouraging church and such a pastor who teaches, not only teaches, but admonishes us to implement as he appropriate. What's you use a word that I'm trying to grasp for right now. But in our individual lives, we have so many resources here. In the Bible study on Thursday nights, in the sermons here on Sunday, in the books and other materials that are available to us in the to equip us to do those things that God has called us to do in the commission to go out and reach the world for Him. And I'm finally starting to notice that things are coming naturally for me as a result of the ministries that I've been able to participate in this church. There have been some things that probably, in fact, I'm sure, would not be happening in my life had I not started attending here. Sorry, Joshua. Every time I clear my throat, Joshua's ears go poof. But for instance, there's a member of the family, Athena, who kind of hit bottom a while back. And as a result, the Lord pointed her to Him. And having been exposed to the teachings here, I was able to share the gospel with her and help her to be prayed into the kingdom. And now I'm praying for fruit to come about in her. That was a beginning thing. Then last week, as a part of being part of the deliverance team, my mother was sharing with me something that is a 70-year-old burden that she has been carrying around with her, where an aunt had spoken a curse into her life. And it was a damaging curse. And as I thought about it, I could see the earmarks of its effect as I was growing up. In retrospect, after her sharing this with me, it came to me that she had been the effect of that, and there was the tool in my grasp. We pray people through these types of things regularly, and I got her to come about seeing it from the Lord's perspective and to understand what forgiveness is, and that forgiveness is something that you can't receive unless you give it. And she had not forgiven her aunt for these things, and was the effect of some bitterness and resentments and unforgiveness in her life. And she was also the effect of the curse that was spoken into her life by that aunt, who said things like, "You're going to be just like that no good mother of yours. You're never going to amount to anything. You're just going to go out and do exactly as your mother did." You know, and it broke my heart to hear it. But it also encouraged me to implement and pray her through those things and break that curse in her life. And I'm seeing the effects of that. Then yesterday, my sister Diane, now a little background, I don't want to make this too long. But my sister Diane is, when we went to visit her last year, I was appalled to find out that she gets up in the morning and takes about 30 different pills. She could single-handedly support the pharmaceutical industry, I believe. And I looked at this suitcase that she brings to the, I mean, it's a shoebox or something, but it was substantial. All these vials and capped bottles that have vitamins and pharmaceutical drugs and prescription drugs and over-the-counter remedies and all this stuff. And she sent me an email and said, I'll have to find the part that isn't personal, you know, brother-sister stuff. She says, she also is fighting diabetes. She's thinking that gastric bypass is her best option for going after her diabetes and overweight situation. She says, "I've scheduled my first gastric bypass consultation for June 18th with Orange Coast Medical Clinic in Fountain Valley." So what I do with my sister is I hit the forward button on email, if you're familiar with it, and I'll intersperse in between what she has said. I will put in a different color my response as I'm going. So that's what I'm going to do here, is read my response to that statement, this gastric bypass thing. I says, I really wish that you would visit Henry Wright's church and plumb the depths of the spiritual roots of your maladies prior to subjecting yourself to more pharmaceuticals and surgery. There, I've said it. Not that I've ever been short of opinion on any given issue, right? And then I put a smiley face after that, trying to get this over to her gently. So then she writes, I just got past 6 weeks of intense allergic reaction to blood pressure medication. And I'm thinking of all of those pharmaceuticals she's taking and that book that we have in our library about sea salt and hypertension. And I says back to her about that, you can get off blood pressure medication more than likely by using, and you're not going to believe this, sea salt. And then she went on, she says, that caused me to gain 22 pounds in 6 weeks. Anaphylactic response that put me back on inhalers all day and night, intense swelling of the legs and entire body, but especially the legs, that made it nearly impossible for me to walk, and others. So then I wrote back, I says, imagine the testimony that you would have for others who are facing your symptoms if you let the Lord do what he can do and desires to do for you. And then she says, right now I'm on Lasix and prednisone to treat the allergic reaction. And I wrote back to her, virtually all allergic reactions have spiritual roots. And then she writes, the reason the doctor wanted to change my blood pressure meds was because he wanted a more kidney favorable medication than the one I was on because of my diabetes. So my reaction to that issue is to get rid of the diabetes. I can do that with bypass surgery. And she's, you know, I've had a prescription for bypass surgery for at least 3 years and put it off. Now that I'm on Medicare, I find that Medicare will pay for 100% of the costs of the surgery. Sounds like a go signal to me. I wrote back, I said, if you're getting a go signal, spring for plane fare to attend a 2-week course at Pastor Wright's ministry. You don't have a mortgage payment any longer, and the stress level is now lower now that most of that battle is behind you. Forget the AMA trained butchers and pill pushing disease management specialists in white coats for a while and try something that makes sense. And then she writes, so now that I don't have to worry about the house and running off to the recorder's office to file paperwork every time I turn around, I can focus on my health problems. I'll keep you posted. And I wrote to her, reread my last statement, ... now. And then she goes on to say that she got her real estate license renewed, and I gave her some praise for that. And then I wrote, and I says, now listen to your brother who loves you and do what he says. And then I put a P.S. on it that I knew would mean something to her. She went through a traumatic experience as a teen. I won't share with you. It's rather personal. But I said, remember how you always had a certain compartmentalization of the mind that allowed you to excel in job-related areas but blinded you to certain relationship dynamics due to a trauma that you experienced early in life? You don't see it yet, but this health battle is just another battlefront in that same war. You won't find the answers where you've been placing your trust. Here's the response I got back just before coming to church this morning. She says, okay, Joe, I'll see your pastor right. And yes, I can spring for the plane fare. I have some money in a personal account of mine. I'll need to do it soon. My obesity is caused by my fear of attracting the wrong kind of attention connected with my trauma. As soon as people start telling me that I really look nice, I blow my diet. I have repented of my fear and dread. I'll reread the portion on obesity. I know it's caused by fear and dread, again, because I looked up all my symptoms and they were all caused by fear and dread. Tell me what a good time is. Okay, she says, you're so funny, you don't have to worry about saying things to me that you might think will make me angry. We both can yell at each other and then get over it because we both understand where the other is coming from. Diane. I just wanted to share that with you. I've been so blessed by what the Lord is doing if I just avail myself and appropriate those resources that we have here. Just starting somewhere for me was the way to get these tools and this opportunity as doors would open. I think that as I participated and equipped myself a little more in the ministry, the Lord has seen that I'm trying to in some way be of more service to him, and he's responded by opening doors accordingly. And it's something that we can all do. We all have these resources. It's a great church. Thank you.
So, thank you, Joe. If you support this ministry, what you just heard goes into your bank account in heaven. So, and that's what's going on. That's what it's all about. So, you know, I've been sitting here trying to think about. I had a blessing this week where I had done something for somebody. I can't remember what it was, to tell you the truth. I get so many blessings like that. And but I had done something for somebody, and right away something was done for me from somebody else. And I was walking through my shop, and I told my sons, I said, there's a God-given blessing right there. But I don't even remember what it was. When you get so many of them, it's hard to remember them all. And I reread Deuteronomy 28 this week, which is a good reread if you get a chance to read it. It talks about how if you walk with God, his blessings are going to overtake you. And so they certainly do. And that's my short testimony. Satiris?
I want to thank the Lord today that he is a God of all surprises. And Thomas said he was blessed. We were blessed as well. And it started this way. We were invited to go going to a memorial service for Johnny Lister. And there I was a little hesitant of going. I was not that excited of going. I figure that I need to give a testimony, and am I going to remember everything that took place with Johnny Lister? But when we arrived there, sure enough, the lady, Laura, who is the daughter of Johnny Lister's, she says, come on here. She says, I would like you to take over this and be the speaker, she says to me, in somehow that way. So I said, okay, I will do it. So we sat down, and then when the time was to give the testimony, she called me, and I went there, and I started giving the testimony. So I will let Joanne continue there.
Well, she asked me to speak after Satiris, so I got up there, and he had been twirling on the cord and nervous. And anyway, I spoke about when she ran for the legislature, how comical it was the way she would tell me about it. And she got some votes, and she did everything herself. She didn't know anybody, didn't know how to do it, nothing. And it was leading up to what she did later. Anyway, and then I wanted to speak about Acidophilus. She was always telling me about the twins that she took care of, and she loved babies and loved the twins. And as it turned out, there were two girls sitting right at our table, and the mother was in the middle of them, and they were two of the twins that she taught to say the word Acidophilus. It was just beautiful. And there were other mothers there that had twins. They didn't have the twins with them, but they were there and gave testimony. And this mother gave a testimony for her daughters. It was really beautiful, all the things that Joan did. And Joan counseled the mother when she had problems. She'd call her and talk with her, and it was just beautiful. And just about everybody in the room, there was almost 50 people there, just everybody gave a testimony about Joni. And they played Amazing Grace, young, beautiful voice, and I started crying. I couldn't hold it. But it was really beautiful, and the memories of everybody was how she talked about Jesus. And those people, like, they relied on her. She made herself available. They relied on her, and Satiris was going to say to him, I don't know if he said it or not, but now you've got to rely on Jesus, not Joni. But it was really beautiful. And they had food, they had flowers and everything there, but the people were sincere. And we've hooked up with two other people now for certain things that will come up in the future with us. So we just thank God.
So as I was sharing the testimony that I brought up certain things that really characterize Joni Lista. She loved when she heard the testimony about salvation. She was shining. She was shaking hands afterwards. We had the opportunity to go together to a certain shop in Lodi, and we happened to minister, and I share that how we share the gospel with this young woman there in that health food store, and how God used Johnny in a very simple way to explain to that girl about the Lord, about salvation, and so on, and how God used and eventually that the girl accepted Christ in her heart. That's another thing that I said. And that she was involved in many areas, and if there was any good cause, Johnny was part of it. And it was wonderful how God used her in that manner. And that she helped a lot of people, and so on and so forth. And so I shared the testimony. Then I sat down, and another person gave a testimony, and so on. And at the end, when everybody had given a testimony, I got up again. And I said, and the Holy Spirit had his way all along, in other words. And it was not Sotiris, but it was him leading me and guiding me. And one thing he gave me as I started talking to them and finishing it, I said, because I noticed a lot of testimonies where people depending upon Joni Lista, they needed their help, her help, this person needed her help, and so on and so forth. And so I said, now you people, I said, you cannot depend on Joni Lista. Joni Lista is gone. You cannot rely on her anymore. Now you need to come to Jesus. He is your support system. He is your source. He is the one that can help you more than ever Johnny could help you. And then after that, I told them about what God had done in Johnny Lister's life, God has done in our lives, and this will come when you allow Christ to become your source. He become your source, he become your provider, become your, start living inside you, make him your Lord and Savior of your life. And so what I would like to do, I said, I'm going to give you this message. I would like you to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, to ask him to forgive you for anything that you've done in the past, and receive him as your Lord and Savior. And I would like to pray that prayer with you, I said, and accept him as your Lord and Savior, and you will see what a change God can do in your life. So I prayed the sinner's prayer, and I heard people speaking, but I don't know how many did pray the sinner's prayer. But it was wonderful how God led me step by step, into the salvation message. And it was a wonderful end. Have any more?
And when he was through, we talked with a woman that is working with a small group of people to get fluoride out of Sacramento water because their budget is so heavy now. And they want to do away with the fluoride. So these people are going to be working with the city council and so forth to get fluoride out of the water. And this woman said the prayer. And we got to speak with her about that. It was beautiful.
So afterwards, we ministered to several people. We invite them to come to church. God can follow up on you. We can follow up on you, we said to them. And so we had quite a few people that we share afterwards and invite them to come to church. So I praise God for that, how God is leading you into something which you couldn't even imagine, in other words. So it was the leading of the Holy Spirit. I praise God for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord and good morning. This is Memorial Day, and we are not only having service here, we are also having a webcast that goes into other parts of the world. And as we think about America, I really want to say this to you people who are living outside the United States, that it's easy to criticize us and talk bad about us. But I want you to know this, that without the United States of America, either you would have been speaking German or Russian. Because American people, men and women, sacrificed their lives in World War II and afterwards. Nazism was destroyed, communism was destroyed, and you have freedom in Europe, in Asia, except in China and Africa, because of the sacrifice of American men and women. And I feel we should simply think about it today, that Memorial Day is not just a day that, you know, we go camping, barbecuing, boating, whatever it is. This is the time to reflect upon that some people gave their lives so that you and I could be free and worship the Lord. So let's think about it, and let's thank God for those people. And those families that have lost loved ones, minister to them this weekend. Tell them you love them. Veterans, we thank you for serving, for simply being there for us. And we praise God for you. So I want to take that opportunity today. We got some praise reports, some prayer reports, and I'm very happy to be able to share that with you. And the first is a praise report from Michelle. And this is Michelle Lee Gilman. And they live in South San Francisco. And Michelle went through deliverance probably about 5-6 years ago. And her testimony, I believe, is in one of the Dove magazines. But this is what she wrote. Dear EIUC, Pastor John, Ina, Charles, Katarina, Peter, Monica, Lois, Pamela, Carol, Satiris, and Joanne, and everybody else. Thank you for my spiritual food via mail. It's a highlight of my every week. I am I'm a serious and avid student and growing spiritually in leaps and bounds. It is beginning to absorb and saturate me. I can tell because I'm not needed to write down, transcribe as much to retain information, meaning sermon retention. I am at the point when I can follow along without having to rewind a cassette player and ask, "What did he say?" I can understand immediately, thank God, because to me it is a miracle of God making my retention and absorption information about him in the sermon. I also believe there's a manifestation of my rusted emotional immaturity development that has been removed through deliverance. Amen. As a result, that I've been healing this area of damage and have been growing through a healthy spiritual diet. Thank you for your little notes in a thank you letter. It means a lot to me to receive. P.S. I jumped out of my spiritual wheelchair. Remember that sermon? The cassettes have been great. Much improvement. Nothing missed. All intact. Thanks for superior effort and efficiency. And this is love, Michelle Lee Gilman. So this is really a praise report. Now, she is of Chinese descent. And as a young girl, she was forced to go to China. Her parents forced her to go there to go through college, Bible school, and so on. And she had a lot of difficulties. And so it's quite a story, but we have it in a dub. So ask the bookstore manager about that dub, where we have her testimony in that. Then we got another praise report. This is from Sweden. This is from Torbjorn and Grace. And he said, this is what they said. I want to have a Thanksgiving prayer. Yesterday, Johannes, that's the oldest son, 15 years old, he went to swim with our old landlord that has a swimming pool. And the neighborhood girl offered Johannes 200 Swedish crowns, which would be about $25-$30, if he could get in the water before his buddy that was with him. Johannes hurried and dived in the very shallow water, and he dove down, hit the bottom with his head, scraped the head, the nose, and his forehead, but he did not have any neck injury. We are thanking God that he was with our son, so he didn't damage himself too serious in this accident that could go very bad. If you remember the lady, Joni Erickson, or Joni Tata Erickson, some of you older guys remember that? Some of you younger guys wonder, is that something you buy at the drugstore? No. And she had an accident about 30 years ago where she dove in, broken neck, and has been paralyzed from the neck down. So this could have been very, very difficult. We also thank you and your wife and our congregation. They consider us our congregation. Even if it is in the United States, we are thankful to the Lord for you. We pray for you that God will bless his church and anoint us all with the Holy Ghost in these late days that we are living. May God bless you, Torbjorn and Grace. So it's nice to get some praise reports, right? Now, I would like for you to take your Bibles and turn briefly with me. I'm so glad we have a Pentecostal church. I don't have to follow the bulletin. And whatever the Holy Spirit says we can do. I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 9, actually chapter 8. And I want to read this first. Revelation 8:8. And his second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and that had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. I don't know if you have seen the orange slick growing in the Mexican Gulf. When they fly over on an airplane, actually it looks kind of reddish brown, has a reddish tone to it. And they have not been able to stop this gusher, and it is spewing out oil 24 hours a day. The Mexican Gulf is the feeder point for a huge river, an ocean river, that comes out of the Mexican Gulf, hugs the coast of Florida, goes up to about North Carolina, and then shoots straight over the Atlantic, touches by Scotland, moves into what Sweden, goes up Norway, and then goes up to the North Pole, turns around, and comes down on the Canadian side and down here. It's a huge river. Without that river, Northern Europe would be under ice age. Furthermore, the fishing in the Atlantic is feeding millions of people in Europe and in other places, and of course here in the United States. If the oil leak is not stopped and it keeps spewing it out, eventually that oil is going to go into that river and transfer itself into Europe. And it says in the Bible that a third part of the sea became blood. I don't know if this is the time, but I think that it's serious that we need to pray, because we are living close to the Antichrist times. Things are going to happen. We do not know necessarily what order is going to happen, but this is something that we need to pray about and take notice of. And we need to ask God to forgive us for our sins and have mercy on us as a nation, as nations. Because you in Europe need to pray also for this, because eventually you will also have problems. So you want to pray for that. Last week we prayed for Orlando Rivera and Christy, his wife, up in Wisconsin. And God is working. The devil is working. Orlando overdosed on alcohol, drugs, Monday, rushed to the hospital, and God met him there. He was able to get back home. We talked to him at the end of the week, and he said he's serious. And he said he has not been drinking for 4 days. He got over the shakes, and they are waiting for the book, Christian Dynamics 1, so that we can start a ministry here for deliverance. So we want to pray for Orlando and Christy today. She's fighting nicotine. Bob and Diane Cadle are in the Bay Area. Her father's close to death and asked for his daughter to come and be with him. Let us pray for strength for them, also that God will help them financially, since they are unable to work at this time. Mary Frances Hill, age 67, from South Carolina. I had the privilege of talking with this very nice lady. She found a ministry. She had, for some reason, heard about Art Mathias' ministry, bought the book. Peter always put a lot of stuff in about us, and she read that. And she's been single for the last 30 years. It's on fire for the Lord. Her income per month is just over $600. And she's asking for prayer that God would increase her income. She needs a car for transportation. She would like for God to send her a husband that is walking with God, and she would prefer a minister. I said we will certainly pray for that. But you know what? Here's what I'm thinking about. This woman was a young lady in the 60s when we had the hippie movement and so on. She used to live in here in California a couple of years. She got at least one son. And she'd been singing a long time. And she said this, "I'm living for Jesus. I got a prayer ministry. You can call me anytime. And we would pray." And she was so excited. And she said, I called a number. She said, I got out of the organized church because I got filled with Holy Ghost. And she said, I contacted different ministers. You were the first pastor to call me back. She said, you know what? You're going to be my pastor now. And I says, well, bless your heart. So anyway, she does not have a computer or internet. She can't see us, but she wants some stuff from us. The world market manipulators pushed oil hard last week to raise the price of oil. They pushed it up $3.93 a barrel. Last week, oil stood at 70.04. It ended up at 73.97. This will be an ongoing battle. The devil never gives up, and we must do the same. Never give up and keep praying in faith. And then lastly, pray for the production of Christian Dynamics Course 1. God has shown me that this is a step to see the vision fulfilled about the revival that I had about 2 years ago. The webcasting was the first step. The book is the second step. Since it will be used to bring people to Christ, lead them to deliverance, and freedom in the Holy Spirit. Here's what I want you to pray about. We need 4,000 to finish this project. In faith, we have started, and we have printed 15% of the book. Would you have faith to pray with me that God from some place around the world, whatever, would send us an additional 4,000 bucks so we can finish this book? Let's come then and pray. Those of you that would like to come up here and stand in front of here, and we're going to have our prayer time.
Okay, before we pray, I got a prayer request too. And this lady that works for me for quite a few years, her name's Maria. She's been here a few times with her daughter. And so I think it was Friday, she called me and she wanted to talk to me and asked where I was, and I told her where I was, but I said, just talk to me on the phone. Well, she's talking to me on the phone, and because we don't speak the same language, it's a lot more difficult. So I said, well, just meet me over by the new shop. And so she says, okay, I'm coming over there. So she came. I mean, she never showed up, and I called her, and I said, where are you? I couldn't find a place, so she was just in front of me on the road. And I said, well, just pull over at that pizza place and we'll talk. So, and you never know, I mean, as an employer, you never know who wants to talk about what, you know. So anyway, so she says, well, I want to talk to you about my daughter, Frida. And she's got some kind of growth in her body. And so she was very worried about that. And I said, well, okay, we talked about a lot of different things. And I asked her, I said, well, why did you call me about something like this? And she says, well, because you're my friend. Who am I going to talk to? That guy over there? You know? And I said, okay, I just wanted to know. And I said, so we'll pray for her. So I want to pray for Frida. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings. And I want to lift up Frida to you this morning, Lord. And also Maria, you know, both of them have sat here in this congregation, and I believe that was one of your appointments for them, and they have gone elsewhere, and Lord, you have a way of getting people's attention. And so Father God, first of all, we thank you that for salvation for both Maria, Frida, and her other two daughters, Lord, and also her husband. And we thank you, Father God, that we can intercede for their salvation, and that you will bring it to pass. And now also we want to lift up the health of Frida. And we thank you, Father God, that you will have your way. By this problem, they would be led in the right direction. And also, Lord, that you would give her healing and let her know that she was touched by the hand of God. And then also I want to praise your name for the praise report we got from Michelle Gilman. And I thank you, Lord, that she is growing. She is becoming stronger and can be used in the army of God. And Lord, you are raising up an army to work in your kingdom. And this is the battleground right here. This is one of the front lines when we pray here on Sunday morning to wreak havoc on the enemy. And that's our game plan, to destroy all his works. And I thank you, Father God, that we got this letter in the by email, and it's a great praise report to what you have done in her life. And so, Lord, you deserve the glory. We give you the glory. And we thank you for strengthening our sister to be a mighty warrior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear God, I just come to you right now, just praising you, worshiping you, God the Father. Thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross to save us from eternal hell in the lake of fire. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray and ask you for your wisdom and your guidance in my prayer over the issue of the oil prices in America that seeming to bounce back and forth, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that you get a hold of my heart and that you help me to seek this prayer of the oil prices in America going up. Seek it diligently that you would drive it down, Father God. And for others to help in this prayer, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to pour out your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, upon us, Lord God. And strengthen us in every way, every facet of our walk with you, God, in these times of peril. Lord, I see things that are changing continually for the worse in America. Lord God, I pray that you will turn things around and that you will have the victory and people will come to know you as their personal Savior, God, and that will renew their hearts and minds and spirits and souls for the glory of God. And Lord, I also pray that this situation with this woman that is becoming up on the Supreme Court for confirmation, Lord God, that you will do every single thing in your power to keep her off the Supreme Court, Lord God. We do not want her on the Supreme Court. She does not walk with you, Father God. And I pray, God, that you will stand in her way. And I bind every demon and demonic force up that is trying to attack us Christians, Lord God. I cast them demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I give you all the praise and honor and glory, thanking you that we are able to serve you, Father God, and to be able to lift up our hearts to you and our minds to you, Father God. I pray for deliverance over this church. I pray for deliverance over me, Lord God, that you will help us to walk in your path and to walk in your ways, Father God. And help us to seek you diligently in our hearts and minds. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I pray for Mary Frances Hill. She is a lady that has contacted the ministry. And she is yours. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. And that she's also on fire for you. So we praise you for that. But she has two prayer requests. She needs more money to live on every month. And I pray, Jesus, that you will look to her need and that you will provide for her need. Provide it somehow, Jesus. I don't know where it could come from, but you know. And she's also asking for a Christian husband. And so if you have someone that is suitable for her, and provide him so that she can have someone and they can, and she doesn't have to be alone. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you will hear these requests for Mary Frances Hill and that you will grant those requests for her in the name of Jesus.
Father God, I want to thank you for our brother and sister, Bob and Diane Cadle. And I thank you that they are walking in your ways and that they are seeking you in everything that they do. And I ask that you would strengthen them and enable them as they are in San Francisco ministering to Diane's father. I don't know what his spiritual condition is, but if there's a need there, Father, that he needs to...
He is not.
So I pray, Father, for his salvation, that you would use Diane and Bob at this time.
Amen.
That he would be able to just put aside everything that is blocking his way, all preconceived ideas, excuses for not knowing you. And I just ask right now in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would open up the doors. He would have a moment of clarity and that he would receive you as his Lord and Savior. And I pray, Father, also that you would bless Diane and Bob with their needs, with their earthly needs. Financial needs and their needs to live. And I just thank you that your timing is perfect and that you will just take away all concern of these matters, that as they seek after you first, they will know that and they will see in the physical that you are providing for every need. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and I praise you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you. O Lord, that you are source. You are God. You are inspiration. You are everything to us, O Lord. And we trust in you and we depend upon you. And we know, O Lord, one thing, we cannot do anything without you. And we bless your holy name. Oh Lord, this book of the Dynamics, Course 1, oh Lord, it's by the Holy Spirit. The pastor and the leadership were led by the Spirit of God to do this Dynamics book. So we are in your will to do that book, oh Lord. Also, Lord, we know that you are the God that never fails. You are, Lord, you own the cattle upon the thousand hills. The silver and the gold is yours. You have given us the heathen for our inheritance. There's no restriction in heaven, no limitations. You got the whole thing, Lord, and your word says so. You are the God that shall supply our needs. You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are everything to us. And we ask you, Lord, that you meet this need today as we bring it up to the throne room, as we laid it to the, at the altar, that these 4,000 will be, O Lord, be paid off. Not only that, but we will receive an abundance. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are able to meet every need there is, O Lord, in this ministry. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for supplying this need and even more, Lord. And your name will be glorified, because we know that you are our source and you are the only one that we can count on. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Lord, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And we thank you ahead of time, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you that no matter what we're doing, time of the day, day of the week, you're always looking out after us. And Father, the evidence of this is found with Johannes and his foolhardy thing that he did of just jumping in the shallow water and not really thinking. So Father, we just thank you for protecting him, that his life could have drastically changed from that point on. Paralysis is a severe thing. So Father, we just thank you that you've kept him safe and you'll restore his body back and heal it quickly. And Father, we just ask that you would remind upon him that, you know, never to do something like that, to think, mostly to think. And Father, we thank you for, again, just for keeping him safe. Now, Father, when it comes to Tobin and Grace's internet, that they're down and it just seems they're having problems. And so, Father, we just ask that whatever it is that is causing there to be some kind of impediment, that you would just remove that and they would simply be restored and they'd be able to be watching this webcast live like they were before. Father, we know that your word says that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And so we thank you for hearing this request, answering it, and that it's already been set in motion and things are happening with that. We thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Father God, come before you humbly. This issue about the oil leak in the Gulf is a tragic one. In 6 days, you made the earth in all of its perfection. And only man, through his self-appointed wisdom, thinks that he can do better. He once tried to create a tower to reach to the heaven, and you had to bring and humble him. And now we have men creating towers in the Gulf for oil, thinking that they can change and do things better than your divine wisdom. For these non-believers, for these people who have stepped outside of the understanding of your glory and your will, you've confounded them. There's a fissure deep within this pipe. They have no idea what to do. They're currently throwing golf balls and shredded rubber tires, and it's not changing the pressure. We know that you have to bring sinners into repentance. And we know that there are a lot of people in the oil industry who have walked away from your will. We pray that your will be done with these people, that you humble them and bring them into quick submission into your will. And in your immediacy, there are thousands of Christian families out there who are relying on your bounty, the bounty from the sea, the fish, all these blessings that you've provided for us naturally. We pray that you will fix this tragedy in your timing, in your immediacy, minimize the impact to our believers, and maximize the impact to those who are in sin. Let them understand that it's your glory and your perfection that will bring the only answer to this solution. Let them realize it was their foolishness, relying on their own wisdom, that caused this problem. They have no answers. Let them seek you, Lord. Let them humbly bow themselves before you. And through that process, provide the relief for this problem. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Orlando Rivera to you and his wife, Christy. Father God, the man is an alcoholic, also on drugs, Father God, and tossed about and filled with demons. It's almost an impossibility, Lord, to minister long term, actually on long distance. But Father God, you use Carol and the team, Father God, to minister to people in different states. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to hold Orlando to his word. He wants to be set free. That Christy, Father God, will be able to give up her smoking. And that Father God, as the book Christy and I must get there, Lord, that we can sit when I'm here and work page after page, and via the telephone, we can lead them into deliverance. We know that the Holy Ghost is not depending upon distance. Your Holy Angels can work just as well. And we thank you that we're going to have a miracle, a long-distance phone miracle with his family. And in time, they'll be able to write and say, we have been set free. No more problems. We're walking in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for touching Orlando right now. Thank you for touching Christy right now. And Father God, we thank you for all the prayers being spoken here today. And we thank you that they're on the altar, the smoke is coming up before you, and they will be answered. And we have faith for that. And we proclaim that in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed, shout it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Outlines handed out. Children, go to their classes.